Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is find a way. Recently, I had someone explain to me the reasons why they were going to miss their workout that night. They had to work late in order to get in enough hours before a family vacation so that their income could stay on track. But they had to be home immediately after work so they could help their spouse with chores and preparation needed for the trip. And they couldn't work out late that day or super early the next day because they were leaving for the trip early the next day at, say, 4 a.m. After listening for a few minutes, I interrupted them and said, "You do know it's not me you need to convince. It's your body. You work out to help control blood sugar. You work out to help control plantar fasciitis. You work out because it's good for your body. And when your body feels good, you feel good. Physically, mentally, and emotionally. You work out because it helps your life. It's not me you need to convince of why you're not working out. It's your body. Will your body get all the benefits you want if you skip this workout? That's what you need to address. Not me, not my feelings, not my opinion. I don't mean anything in this moment. This is a you and you moment, not a you and me moment." Now, after I said all that, I'd love to say that this person still got their workout in and that they found a way. But they didn't. And that's a bummer. So they thought they couldn't work out that night. But were their excuses true? Was it really true that there was no way they could get that workout in? Nope. So this person would have been challenged by simple 5 sets of 10 reps of a bodyweight squat touching like a low chair. That's the condition they're in. This would have been a challenge for them. 5 sets of 10 reps of a bodyweight squat. They could have even marched in place in between the sets with really high knees to try to help stretch out their tight hips. So in just 5 minutes, they could have done 5 sets of 10 squats with 4 sets of marching in place with really high knees. That's all it would have taken for them to stay on track. That's all it would have taken them for them to keep up with their goals. Just 5 minutes. 5 minutes is all it would have taken if they would have just found a way to get it in. They could have made such a seemingly small and short investment, something as simple as 5 minutes. They could have made that investment into their life, and it would have made them proud. They would have had built more positive momentum towards their goals. They would have built more confidence of how to control their life and not lose their health to everything and everyone around them, to the demands outside of them. They missed such an enormous, important moment in their life because they wouldn't find a way to do 5 minutes, make 5 minutes into their schedule. Now, I started exercising 20 years ago, and as I've said in past podcasts, I've never missed more than 7 consecutive days of training. So I've never missed more than a week in 20 years, and I've only ever missed a week twice. And I remember that because it's so important to me not to miss that much time. So in 20 years, that's pretty much 2,000 weeks. And I've never missed more than a week in 2,000 weeks. And I've only missed a single week, like at a time, twice. Now, I could fill this entire podcast in way more time than we have time for with stories of how I found ways to get my workouts in. Where I went to the gym with different body parts and casts or slings. I actually worked out with broken bones at different times. Broke my foot, broke my collarbone, broken hands, broken fingers. I found ways to get my workouts in. I even one time deadlifted the end of a treadmill when I was traveling because I was supposed to get heavy lifting in that day. So I just deadlifted the end of a treadmill in a crappy hotel gym for multiple sets and multiple reps. That's what I did for my workout. Okay. I've gotten up at 2 a.m. to work out, get my workouts in. I've stayed up till 2 a.m. to get my workouts in. So I've gotten up early. I've stayed up late. I've found a way for 20 years to get my workouts in. But this podcast isn't about me. It's about you. Are you finding a way to get the important things into your life? What are you wanting to improve in your life? What are your projects? What are your musts when it comes to living a healthy, happy life? What are the things you need to do on a regular basis? And are you finding a way to get them done? Or are you finding excuses? A workout can be done in 5 minutes or less. Eating healthy can be something as simple as just portion control. If all you have in front of you is pizza, eat one slice, push the rest away. If you don't have anything in front of you, but it's time for a meal, are you disciplined enough to step back from your busy schedule and go find something to eat? Are you disciplined enough to take control of your health and do the right thing? So doing the right thing almost never takes as much effort or time as we think it does. It just takes doing it. It takes finding a way to get it done. Next time you have a moment where it feels like doing the right thing is too inconvenient, that there's too many other things that need addressed, when it's some, you know, in a manner that doesn't seem like it's possible to get it done, when it's easier to find excuses than it is to put in the work, what will you choose? Will you get your excuses but no results? Or will you get results by finding a way around those excuses and finding a way to get the work done? There is no excuse that produces results. None. So don't even list them. Don't even voice them. Excuses mean nothing because they result in nothing. Find a way to get it done. Find any way to get it done. Even if it's only 90% or 80% or 70 or 60 or 50, anything is better than nothing. Any progress is better than no progress. Ditch the words and find the work. Find a way to get it done. In the end, what you do, not why you didn't do it, is all that's important. Find a way to get it done. If you want more information from us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or feedback for future podcasts, please let us know. The podcasts are for you, so we'd love to hear from you. We want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach out to us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.